Small acorns grow to become large oak trees, and so it was with the Clare Garden Festival from a small corner in the agricultural show at Ennis Showgrounds back in 2012 to this year's 10th edition. It's been quite a journey for the festival, and the 2024 Clare Garden Festival will take place at Ennis Showgrounds on Sunday the 28th of April. Its huge garden, plant, craft and food fair will be in place with over 80 stalls from all over Ireland featuring some old favourites as well as some new stall holders. There'll be all-day expert garden talks, large-scale outdoor demonstrations, workshops, masterclasses and more besides. But don't let me tell you all about that. Have people better placed to do so. I'm joined in studio by Carmen Cronin, the festival founder and manager. Good morning to you, Carmen. Thanks very much for coming in. Also with us is Joe Lillis, chairman of the Clare Agricultural Show Society. Joe, very good morning to you too. Thanks very much for coming in. And on the line, we're joined by Kitty Scully, the master organic gardener currently on RTÉ with the series Homegrown, who'll be featuring at the festival. Kitty, thank you as well for being with us.
Good morning from a sunshiny Leash at last.
It's everywhere. It's hit the entire country, Kitty. That yellow ball in the sky. What is it? We've forgotten what it was called.
The smiling muscles have been worked again. It's
great. Yeah, they really are. They really are. It kind of hurt at first to try and smile. Carmen, we might as well begin with yourself. I spoke there just in the outset about, I suppose, the journey the festival has been on. Do you reflect on that at all, where the Clare Garden Festival has come from being in a corner of the agricultural show to what it is now?
Yeah, and what a wonderful, wonderful journey. And even the way that you're kind of reading it out and describing it brings it home to me, like, you know. And I'm just so pleased with the fact that we can say 10 years now. You know, it's just been an event that has been growing and thriving. And I know that there's people that have it in their calendars, and I'm so pleased to hear that. And, you know, it's just something that started out with an idea and with an initial thought, because I was back then, I was actually working with GIY, and GIY's Michael Kelly is actually coming and joining us on the day. And I was out on the road looking about at different groups that do gardening and so on. And, you know, like, I went to the different garden festivals that were established and so on. And I was like, what are we doing? Why don't we have this in Clare? You know. Now I have to say, at the time I was also then just 2 years before that I lost my job and in industry and so on. So it was a matter of me being available to do it, and I having the background in marketing and events and so on, loving gardening. Something that really, you know, just kind of connected me, and that I enjoyed and that I made friends with and so on, and. It was just logical, you know, it was just logical.
Perfect combination to have that marketing expertise and love of gardening and the knowledge as well.
Yes, yes. And then I saw the Ennis Showgrounds and I said, well, look at this place. Come on. This is where it's got to be, you know.
But I'm presuming in 2012 at the agricultural show that there was enough footfall by your stall that you sensed there was an appetite there for a full specific garden festival in Clare.
Yeah. And I mean, Kitty is on the line now as well. She was there as well. And so was Joe Newton, who was running the talks. And it was just like there was a buzz, you know, there was like people were coming in and so on, and were being excited about it and so on. And like, as you can tell, I'd be excited myself a little bit, maybe.
Just a tad.
So, you know, it was all or nothing, you know, like, let's try it out in a little corner. But after that, we actually went pretty big in 2013 already. I looked back at the posters and I looked back all the bits. Like, we had in the area of 50 to 60 stalls already back then. Now this year it's going to be 80, and it's the biggest we've ever been. But the main thing for the stalls and for what we want to do is to provide the quality and to bring people in from the outskirts, because we have amazing things happening in Clare. A lot of them would be at the outskirts, like Jim Cronin would be in East Clare. The Cahir Bridge Garden is in North Clare, you know. So bring all of that together in the middle and let everybody celebrate, and that's the idea.
Yeah, and Katie, you've as Carmen touched on, you've been there from the start and seen where the festival has come from to where it is now. It must be fantastic for yourself as well, and being there this coming weekend, where it's going to be its biggest level yet.
Oh, absolutely. So honoured. Well, I always say any excuse to go to Clare, but especially if it's the opportunity to be surrounded by people motivated by nature, by gardening, by food. And just, I feel very honoured because the calibre of master gardeners that would be there from Clare, some of my heroes, Jim Cronin, the absolute legend, and Carl Wright and Joe Newton, what he's done for seeds. And I just love the way Carmen just... She brings so much good technical knowledge, but it's such a community event. You know, it's just so, for me, who's based probably more Midland Ireland, more near the East Coast, and things can be very expensive and inaccessible for people. And I just think it's really important that we create these spaces of learning, of joy, of education. There'll be just so much motivation, but there's so much technical information being shared all in the one spot. And then if you're inspired by somebody, then you've all these amazing plant people, and not big commercial people, all really niche, passionate people who are growing plants in their own gardens and in climates like the west of Ireland, and that's all available too. So for me, I'm super excited. If I wasn't speaking, I'd still be there.
There you go. Still be turning up. And Joe, you'll be there as well, won't you?
I've no other option but to be there.
I have to sound more enthusiastic than that.
I like it, yes. I'll be there anyway. I'm chairman of the County Clare Agricultural Show Society, and I mean, Carmen has done a magnificent job over the last 10 years. And if you look at it like the host venue, like, is the showgrounds. We have 17 acres of green area in the middle of the town for people who don't know about it. You know, we have a community hall there, we have adequate parking. I mean, both the Garden Festival and the showgrounds, like, they complement each other. They're a perfect fit. Because if you look at our line of our constitution, first lines promote all things agriculture. And I mean, this is horticulture as well, like. So yeah, they both fit together, you know. And Carmen, as I said, has done a magnificent job for the past 10 years. 80 stalls this year. Top speakers booked. Excellent work, like, entertainment, everything you'd ask for at a festival. She's got it all in here, like, you know.
She's only slightly gone red here.
Yeah, what a main thing. Well, this also, you see, the festival kicks off our cultural year as well, like, you know. That's the first big item that's on. We've had various items. We're full nearly the whole year round now at the moment. But our second one then is the second, I'm promoting our own here. We have the second Sunday in July is the county show, like, you know. So, and that will be bigger and better this year because we have a lot more disciplines in this year, you know. So that's basically it, like, from our side. I mean, there's an amount of preparatory work to be done in advance of the, you know, of the Garden Festival, because, like, and naturally, as you can appreciate, with 80 stalls and with maybe 2,500-3,000 people, I don't know how many people come through the gates. I mean, you need a serious amount of staff, like, to handle that.
Yeah.
And I mean, the minimum staff you'll have is 25 to 30 on the day.
I'm sure. Carmen strikes me as someone who's well prepared. I'm pretty sure well prepared. So, like, what to go and take us through what is on offer, Carmen? I know when we were giving away the pair of tickets and the overnight stay at the Old Ground as part of our recent prize for the Clare Garden Festival, I mentioned some of the things that were happening. You know, there's archery, there's stuff for the children, there's, because you have to, I suppose, consider all those factors, which at this stage for the 10th festival, if you have that down to a T.
Yeah, and just before we go into that really briefly, just as you mentioned, the Old Ground, obviously we've got a lot of support from different sponsors. So we have Healthy Clare on board. We actually have Board Bia on board. We have a crowd called MyGoog, Fruit Hill Farm, very important tools manufacturer, or tools trader, sorry. So, you know, there is a lot of support that we're getting, and even the small bits really help. And that is so important, especially when you're putting together a 10-year anniversary. I must really mention the Ennis Municipal District and councillors as well, because you know, when it comes to things like, for example, bringing Wobbly Circus out of Waterford to come up and juggle and walk on stilts and entertain us through the day, having bands on the day, this time we're going to have two bands, we're going to have a face painter all day, and then obviously going into things like, you know, the educational side. So we are going to have workshops there, and master classes, and the workshops are going to be specifically some of them for kids. We have the forest school there with Young Roots, and, you know, so, like, there's a lot of add-ons that we put in this year, and you know, to provide the atmosphere and for people to go around, discover things and so on, and that's all really, really wonderful, but it also needs the support, and we're getting it, and really, really pleased and grateful for it.
We'll talk to Kitty again in just a moment about what she's planning to focus on, but take us through some of the other expert speakers you'll have.
Yeah, Absolutely. I think we already mentioned most of them, but Jim Cronin is with us every year, and he's amazing in the way that he engages with the festival. I go up to him every year and I say, well, what do you think? What should we do? And he comes out with just great suggestions and so on. I know that people are always interested in him filling a raised bed. Might sound like a simple thing to do, but it's actually, there's a lot of stuff that it can go wrong with and so on. And it's just a really nice demonstration. A demonstrations area is huge thing at the festival, that we can actually see people do something hands-on, ask the questions there and then. The talks on stage are great and everything, but when you can demonstrate and you can see things being done, it's just a different story.
Yeah.
That bed is then afterwards being used by Mick Kelly, who's also obviously going to do a stage talk, but he's also going to do some planting and getting his hands dirty. And so is Kitty. Kitty's also going to get her hands dirty on the day.
Did you know that, Kitty?
Not all glamour now. I won't be arriving in the ball gown then. I'll be dressed for work. And I'm delighted with the two elements, Alan. And it really is a theme close to my heart, the whole idea of food and food from the garden. And I just think, especially in these times we're at, it's been a very tough year, agriculturally speaking, horticulturally speaking. We're hearing the chances there's going to be shortages. You know, there's a lot of fear about food insecurity. And I think all us gardeners know you will never feel insecure if you have a packet of seeds and you know how to fill a raised bed, because the potential of being able to grow things that might not make it on commercial shelves, but you have the power, and if you have the skills and the ability, you will never go hungry. So I'm really passionate about enabling people to engage with their spaces, be it a windowsill or 5 acres, to look how that can part feed themselves and feed their environment. So that will be kind of the bigger picture. And I'm hoping as well to keep it multi-sensory. I think it's important, if we're talking about food, you need to be able to, food is about smell and taste and visuals. So we're just going to, the aim is to try and kind of keep it, I suppose, colourful and engaged. And then on the technical side, I'll be looking at sewing tips, because sometimes it can be daunting. You know, you can just have a pack of seeds and then it's like, oh, how? And it's like the miracle, the magic of how a seed can provide so much food. So that'll be kind of what will be keeping me busy at the festival. And I hope there'll be some time to engage with some of the lovely, wonderful demos and workshops and talks as well.
It sounds like it's going to be absolutely lovely. And hopefully, I don't know if you've been consulting the weather forecast, Carmen, if you've got a day like today, wouldn't it be just really add to it the icing on the cake?
I'm always hesitant, because people love going to the beach as well and things like that. So I'm actually...
You don't want it to be too nice.
No, overcast is just fine.
That's a very
fine.
Good point.
And also, like, we have always, nearly every year, had a bit of rain. Hmm. I have seen people that are standing and waiting to get into the gate in the rain, and I'm really sorry about that, but they're empowered and they want to go in and they want to enjoy the
helps
festival.
Helps the plants grow.
Yeah, and the other thing is that in the showgrounds, obviously we have a huge indoor arena. There's going to be over 30 stalls inside, and you know, you have the workshops inside, you have Celt doing crafting upstairs, the talks are inside. So I mean, you know, just everybody cram in for those hopefully not more than 10 minutes and then fly out again and enjoy the rest of it.
Brilliant stuff. Okay, that is the Clare Garden Festival, the 10th edition of the Clare Garden Festival, happening on the 28th of April, this coming Sunday, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Ennis Showground. Sounds like it's going to be one to remember. My thanks to the festival founder and manager, Carmen Cronin. Thank you for coming in. Also thanks to the chairman of the Clare Agricultural Show Society, Joe Lillis, and on the line with us, the master organic gardener, currently seen in the RT series, Homegrown Kitty Scully, with us as well.